To the tips of the Buddha as we head into round nine. It is 20 past eight, Friday, May 14 on Bay 93.9. Good morning, Gary Buddha Hocking.
Good morning, Ferg. How are you? A bit nippy around, isn't it, at the moment?
It's about 9 degrees and not much of a weekend, so good tonight to sit down in front of the TV and watch the footy. Buddha, it's been announced this week that the AFL will return to the tradition of announcing teams' lineups every Thursday night, just like they used to back in the day. I think this is terrific. I reckon tipping has been so hard, not knowing who's in or who's out. Every week I've been going to the computer and trying to, and you could never tell. So I'm so pleased that they're bringing that back. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think that a lot of people around Geelong and who listen to AFM probably would be sort of winging it at the moment, going on a little bit of form, but you can sort of pick a little bit about teams when different players come in, like a Buddy Franklin in or out. You tend to sort of sway to one team due to that. So I reckon that's a really good result for all tipsters going forward.
Well, they resume that apparently for round 10, which doesn't really help us out at all at the moment because we're heading into round 9, but we'll do our best, won't we, Gary?
Absolutely.
Let's begin with the Saints-Cats clash tonight at Marvel Stadium. With your inside knowledge of the Cats and their lineup, it's Simpson out, I think, and Narkel in. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, Narkel was the sub last week and was injected into the game. And we talked about just off air how good he was, so he gets an opportunity. I think the big three up forward are going to be the difference in the game if they can get a supply that they had last week against Richmond. But they've brought Frawley back in. So the Saints are really worried about the key forwards of the Cats. Hopefully they can kick, you know, 10 or 15 between them. I'm tipping the Cats.
The boy from Dartmoor, JC, oh, he's good, isn't he?
He's electric, isn't he? Like, he's so good in the air and he's so good on the ground. He complements both Rowan and the big Tomahawk.
Okay, so it's the Cats for you over the Saints. In Launceston... let's start tomorrow afternoon. SCG, Swans, Collingwood. Pies might struggle a bit here. There is talk, too, of that the career of Buddy might be close to an end. What do you think?
Oh, look, I think it, he's going to be like a 1 week on and then maybe one or two out. I think they're just going to roll him in, roll him out across the year, just trying to keep him fresh. His body is starting to break down, but he's such a great player and can still have a huge influence, and that'll be tough for the Pies defence. More... we'll probably look to go to him. But I think Sydney's form has just been more consistent than the Pies, as we know. Sorry about that, tipping Sydney.
Fair enough. In Launceston, then, the Hawks play North. Any chance North break through for a win at last here, do you think?
Oh, we'd love, to get the pressure off David Noble. But, you know, Jaden Stevenson's out with that wrist injury. That is like a really good player out of their team. I'm going to tip Hawthorn. And look, both teams are languishing, but I think Hawks down in Tassie.
On the Gold Coast, the Suns, Brisbane. Good game, this.
Yeah, great game. And look, two sort of teams are starting to build their own identity up there, but the Lions have just been so good recently and quite consistent. Fifth on the ladder, I'll tip the Lions.
Tomorrow night at Marvel Stadium, the Wounded Tigers and GWS. The Tigers making more headlines through the week with Shea Bolton and Daniel Rioli than they would have liked. What do you see happening here?
Yeah, I think the wheels are falling off Richmond at the moment. Mark won't like me saying that, but there is certainly a bit happening at Richmond, Ferg. Also, Edwards, they're really classy midfielder, half forwards out with an ankle injury as well, so they just can't take a trick at the moment, but I reckon they're still going to be too good for the Giants. I'll tip Richmond after a bit of a volatile week.
Oh, I'd already highlighted GWS as you started speaking there, so I've just crossed that out. You're going the Tigers. also tomorrow night, Port Adelaide line up against the Rampaging Doggies in Adelaide.
Massive game. This is the game of the round. I think both teams, Port Adelaide third, Dogs second. Huge contested game. Both these teams like to get down and get dirty around the stoppages, and they've both got, you know, exciting forward lines. So I think the Dogs can go over and upset Port Adelaide over there. I think they're just going to be a bit more classy around the ball and just have a few more options up forward. Tipping the Dogs.
Sunday afternoon, Essendon Frio at Marvel.
Look, I'd like to go to an Essendon, a Melbourne team, but I think Freo will be too good and will beat Essendon.
At the G, the undefeated Melbourne up against Carlton.
You said it, undefeated, and I think they'll remain that, Ferg. 9-0 Melbourne, wow-wee.
Wow-wee indeed. And you sound like Brian Taylor. And West Coast Adelaide Crows to wrap up the round, Buddha.
Yeah, this is an easy one. I think the Eagles, although Kennedy looks to be out, so I think with a calf complaint, that's what happens when you get a bit older. Ferg, you start to tear a few calves, but I'm tipping the Eagles to beat Adelaide.
So, Buddha's round nine tips: Cats, Swans, Hawks, Brisbane, Tigers, Doggies, Freo, Melbourne, and West Coast. The winners, according to Gary Buddha Hocking on a Friday morning.